880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Well, thank you so much, Wanda. Really do appreciate the introduction all the time. So we've got a great show today. We're going to start off with my good friend, Becca Carlson. She's the founder of Carlson Integrated. They're helping me reach new people and new heights and market myself in new ways. We're going to talk about how she's making my presentation more effective. And we're also going to talk to Nancy Clock Corey. She's the vice president for Coldwell Banker Residential Real Estate in the Southeast region of Florida. We're going to talk Miami Beach, Aventura, Brickell. We're going to have fun, talk about luxury, super luxury, and things we can all afford. Stick with us. It's a great show. All kinds of things you'll be able to use today to make your life better. So, Wanda, rock the house.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
Oh, I'm just having too good a time. Wanda, I just love it. You pull up all this great music. All right, I'm ready to get thundering. And when I go thundering, I crawl into my Warren Henry car. I jump into my Warren Henry car. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know by now they've got a great Audi store in Gainesville. And in Key West, they've got all the great nameplates. What do they have in common? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right. Hey, I'm just discovering that I have almost 2,000 page likes on the Freed on Business Facebook page. So high five and thank you all. And hey, while you're at it, if you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. If somebody needs some residential real estate capital, I can help you out. Maybe you've got a foreign buyer for your house. Maybe you're from overseas yourself. Foreign buyer, no problem. Bad credit, no problem. Super jumbo mortgage, a little complicated for the bank. Call me. If it doesn't fit in the box for the bank, I can get it done. And maybe you've got a commercial challenge as well. Well, if it's a commercial challenge, I can help with that. I closed a friend's loan in 2 weeks over the 4th of July holiday. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to my friend that I went to the baseball game with the other night. I took my good friend Justin Weidenfeld to the Marlins game. We had a great time. Got on the field. Want to give a big hug and kiss to my good friend Justin Weidenfeld. Thank you so much for joining me at the game the other day. Now we are on with my good friend Rebecca Carlson. Becca, how are you tonight?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You think you can keep up?
I hope so.
I know you can. I know you can. You are top of the line. So, Becca, I want to first of all thank you for stepping into the breach. I want to thank Sandy Abbott for all of the help that she's done for all these years. Thank you so much, Sandy Abbott, for everything that you've done. And we're handing it over now to Becca. Becca, you've had a background in the commercial real estate marketing. If you want to tell us a little bit about where you're coming from.
Okay, sure. So I actually worked as the director of marketing and business development for a commercial real estate investment firm. So we bought shopping centers and parking structures all across the country. And I was able to cut my teeth on property marketing and on corporate marketing in that role. And I've been able to translate that to my own business in the past year and able to reach out to people all over the country who are doing marketing.
Now, I know that we've worked on a couple of different clients. I really don't want to talk about them. It's kind of personal and private to them. But what I do want to talk about is how you're able to help me with my list and take us to the next level. For instance, I've got like 7,000-8,000 people on my list. I just got upgraded on Google. I just found out that I have a whole bunch of duplicates. And I'm sure that Google hasn't found all the duplicates. There's a lot of people that have changed. And how do you make a good, clean marketing list? Because that's our first step. We're going to take all the basics that I had, and then we're going to take it to the next level. What's our next step, Becca?
So our next step is to pull your entire list, and then what I like to do is run it through an online verification software. It's called Bright Verify. It does it for about a penny an email address, or even less, depending on the number of contacts, and it actually tells you which ones have invalid domains and which ones have just invalid or even misspelled email addresses. So you can
quickly... Wow, that's really cool. So can anybody do that?
Anybody can do that.
Well, now you put it through the processor. You get the email list cleaned. A person doesn't have to call me, which is what usually happens during the summertime when people are cleaning up their mailing list. They always do it in the summertime. They always call me. I say, hey, how you doing? Yes, that's me. So now we've done that. Now we're going to get the message out. How can we make sure that we're getting multiple messages out in a timely fashion?
So all of marketing starts with a calendar. It's not very inspirational, and it's not necessarily sexy, but marketing only happens when there's a real program. So thankfully, you have a radio program that is set in stone, and that we can actually build all of our marketing platform and all of our messaging around your actual schedule.
That's really cool. So, for instance, I find that when I wake up in the morning, my inbox is full with a bunch of emails from people that want to do business with me. Maybe they're hard money lenders. Maybe they're realtors that want me to buy that super twice reduced condo that I flipped to my wife this morning. I actually did that. Yes, I did that. So this stuff works. It works on me. So now we've loaded up the list. We've got our calendar. Now what do we have to do?
So now we need to develop our content. And, you know, it's been great working with you because you're really an expert in this area of content marketing.
Thank you. Now, I have all kinds of content, but my content is like it's all over the place. It's scattered. So can we kind of direct some of the content to some people and other content to others? For instance, I'll give you an example. I like to send my private loan stuff, but I don't want to send it to my whole list because it goes to like California and Europe and Latin America, if it goes to my whole list, and they just get bothered and opt out, which that's a dirty word in contact marketing. So we want to keep them. So how do we make sure that the right people are getting the right message?
So what we do then is we do contact list segregation. We segment everybody into groups, and we are able to do it geographically. We're able to do it by business type. It's a little bit of work on the front end, but what that means on the back end is that you can tailor your campaigns to exactly who you want to reach, which makes them more effective anyway.
Yeah, well, more effective, it means that the people that are in my database don't get tired of me. You know, when I first started, I was sending it on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. There wasn't Instagram. That's 10 years ago. 10 years ago. I learned Twitter. It was amazing. I'm actually angry that they expanded Twitter because I knew how to do to Twitter in the 141 characters. Now everybody can do it. So Becca, what I did was I started seeing people that were opting out and I got really upset. And then I realized they're getting it from 6,000 different pipes. So what they were doing was self-selecting, right?
Of course. You know, we're reaching users. We're reaching individuals and people that have really busy real lives. And so when we send out our e-blasts, we do it specifically based on times that they're not getting oversaturated with media and not getting oversaturated with emails. You know, in this day and age, you can really be sensitive to what your friends, your relationships, your colleagues want to receive from you and when they want to receive it and what format they want to receive it in.
100%. You know, I found that my own personal behavior, and I'm not everybody, but I think everybody does this. I get up in the morning and I got 65 emails overnight. I come back at lunch. I got like 100 emails during lunch. First thing I do is blow them all out. I now actually did something where I have like a subcategory reading and I'll put something in there so I don't feel bad that I'm never going
to
read it.
Note to self, don't send Jim emails.
But the emails that I value, I drilled down on right away. And by 10 o'clock that morning, unless I was in an event, that inbox is clean. So what happens at 10:05, Becca?
So, well, what happens at 10:05, hopefully you're reading your Freed on Business email.
That's exactly right. I send the email at 10:05 after everybody cleans out the inbox, and then I send it again at like 4:50 on the day of the show so that people can go, 5:50, so people go, oh my gosh, Jim is on. It just hit my thing. I can go in my car and listen on Bluetooth. And they do. It's amazing. This content marketing is awesome. I'll tell you something else. You know, you send on Mondays, we're going to start sending, and I have with Sandy, we send my real estate blast, which is Jim's doing mortgages or Jim's been top 25 or whatever it is. And I send those at 10 o'clock, and every single time I send them, I get a lead. Content marketing works.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely, Jim.
Now, Becca, you're in Chicago, but you're helping me. How is that possible?
Well, that is the beauty of our modern society and the ability to do things on the internet and through the cloud. You and I actually, in addition to regular conference calls, we're able to interface immediately with draft e-blasts and, you know, some strategic elements of contact lists. We can do that literally in 30 seconds.
It's exciting. It's terrific. It's absolutely what the doctor ordered. I'm really excited. Now, we've got our basic email e-blast shell done. I'd like to maybe update it, make it more modern. I don't know. Have you noticed anything that you think you might want to tweak to make it more acceptable? And hold on right there with that thought, because we'll take a quick break. Can you stick with me one more segment, Becca?
Absolutely.
High five. Well, when we come back, Becca's going to talk to me about the next change she's about to make on my e-blast to make it more effective. Probably something you'll want to listen to. So, Wanda, rock the house, and then we'll come back and talk to my good friend from Chicago, Becca Carlson. Rock on. I think I'm Candy.
Pete's Jim Freed.
That's right. All right. Hey, Wanda, who loves you, baby? Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Freed, I'm too sexy for my shirt.
And Wanda Miles.
So sexy it hurts.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, the This is Jim Fried. Connect to capital investment service and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnex.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnex, the future of real estate networking. All right, and hey, if you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, Jim Fried. If you call me, it's all about you. What does that mean? That means I want to listen, I want to hear, I want to help. I want to create a value system alignment with you so that we can get it done together in a good, positive way. Need a loan? Need it fast? Hey, like I've said before, I closed a loan for my friend in just 2 weeks over the 4th of July weekend. I know who to call. I know how to get it done. We usually get it done. And if we can't get it done internally, that's right. I'll call one of the people that we do business with on a regular basis, and I will get your deal closed. Need institutional capital? No problem. Capital from a bank? No problem. I have friends and contacts at all the good places, and I can make sure we get you the right transaction. And how do you know that it's the right one? Because we took it to the market. I showed you what was going on, and you, not me, you made the business decision. So if you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. And I want to send a special shout out to my good friend, Gary Broidus, and all my friends at ICSC. Thank you all for helping us raise funds for the David Lipp Scholarship Foundation.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic. Weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back, and I am badder than ever. We've got my good friend, Becca Carlson, on the other line. And Becca, we were just going to get into what was going to be going on with my new format for my email blast.
So I am really excited about this because having the opportunity to look over your brand and understand your current messaging has really been inspirational in coming up with how your new brand is going to look. And we're really focusing on making things visually stimulating, succinct, and interactive. Those three elements are the elements of every good e-blast. It has to be something that someone can digest quickly. It has to be something that looks pretty enough that they open it. And it needs to have an interactive element. It needs to have a call to action, because just sending out information and hoping that somebody reads all of it, but not giving them an easy way to get a hold of you, really is like you're not closing the deal. You got to give them the opportunity to find you.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So listen, Becca, once people have found me and they want to get my message, is there something embedded in the e-blast that helps them get to me quickly and easily?
Absolutely. So we like to use buttons that let them email you immediately. We could even do one that does a call button if you want. So you and I have to talk about how we want to structure that. But they should be able to click through to the website and definitely click through in an email that goes straight to you. That email can be auto-populated with, I am interested in XYZ. So if they're looking at your loan website or your loan e-blast, they can say, I'm interested in Spectrum Mortgage as the subject line so that you'll know which e-blast they're responding to.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So then we can find out what's more effective. We can actually test whether sending it at 6 in the morning, 8 in the morning, or 10 in the morning is better for my group of people.
For sure. And we test those. We check those analytics every time. So we look through the back end, and we're able to see over time which topics, which subject lines, and which times have been most effective for people receiving and clicking through your emails.
Oh, that's terrific. That's really terrific. Now, let's say somebody wants to use your services for, I don't know, reaching out to a database to raise capital. Is it something that you could help them with?
Oh, absolutely. I have clients all over the country who are doing various outbound marketing, and we're able to do e-blasts, some individual property e-blasts and leasing e-blasts to capital raising e-blasts on a very, very broad scale.
Now, who's your typical customer? Because down in South Florida, we have a lot of real estate professionals, both in commercial and residential. In fact, we have the head of the Coldwell Banker Residential here in South Florida is going to be on after you. So we've got a lot of realtors listening today. Can you help realtors?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm the president-elect of the Northern Illinois Commercial Association of Realtors. And I've spent almost all of my career with commercial real estate professionals. And we've actually just expanded our outreach to trying to help mentor and educate residential brokers who want to break into commercial.
So if a broker wants to break into commercial, it seems to me that they're going to have to manage the way that they're seen in the market, their brand. Can you help people manage their brand with your content marketing? And how does that work?
Certainly. Certainly. A lot of it is, there are some ways that residential agents are portrayed that this is a little different than commercial agents, and they may not realize that. And it may be something as simple as changing the angle of their headshot that makes them look more like a financial professional than like a traditional residential realtor. So there are even some simple ways. It doesn't have to be, a massive rebrand strategy. But I love to serve in an advisory capacity, helping people subtly change the way that they are perceived by the market.
Well, that's great, Becca. Now, what is your favorite story about somebody that you've been able to help with their content marketing? They came to you, wasn't going that great, and you were able to step in and convert it in, and it really started to happen. Can you tell me a little bit of a case study like that?
Oh, golly. Yes.
I know you can. I came out of left field. I nailed you, didn't I? I got you, didn't I? Good case study. Good case study. Usually I don't come that fast. I give somebody a ramp-up time, but I caught her flat-footed on that. I didn't tee you up good. I'm sorry, Becca. That was my fault. I'll take all the blame on that one.
No problem. I'm trying to pick my favorite client.
Make sure they're anonymous. Make sure they're anonymous. Yeah, you can't do me. We did me for the last half hour. So now we got to tell us somebody you really like that's really tickled your fancy that you've been able to help and what you're doing for them.
So I have a group here in Chicago that is an investment firm, and they do like massive office investments, like $200 million office buildings.
Okay.
They do them all over the country, and they're based here in Chicago. And they had this idea of starting a asset management practice.
Ooh, smart move.
And smart move entirely. And what we were able to do is to take it
inception to execution.
I think that's probably a better way to put it. So what we did is we even got to brainstorm helping them decide the name. We got to name the company. We got to start them off from the beginning with a full brand, full website, full marketing materials. And so the happy ending is right now they've got a $500 million portfolio under their belt that they're asset managing, and that
awesome.
They started this in April. So just in a few months, they've really been able to saturate their market, and that's been very exciting to be a part of.
Oh, that's just terrific. That's just terrific. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Becca. I want to thank you so much for helping us out. And what do you have planned for our next Freed on Business Improvement?
Our next Freed on Business Improvement is going to be adding a new font color.
Ooh.
You're terrific, Becca. I want to thank Rebecca Carlson. Rebecca, if people want to get some information and do some business with you, how do they find you?
You know what? You can just hop on my website, which is carlsonintegrated.com. Very simple. One word, Carlson Integrated.
You're terrific. You've been working in real estate since passing your broker's license in a while back. And you've been terrific. And I want to thank you so much, Becca, for coming on today. What's a good last thought about content marketing that you'd like to leave everybody with?
I would say my last thought is this. 95% is okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to get done. If you're not actually sending things out, if you're not executing because you're waiting to have it absolutely perfect, you're missing out on touching your friends and your colleagues. You're missing out on them remembering that you exist.
Oh, Becca, you are the best. Nobody's going to forget you exist. I can guarantee you that.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Oh, my gosh. It's already starting off great. And then I've got Nancy coming up next. It's going to be awesome. And, you never know. You may want to cross over to Nancy when I send out those emails because she may have a couple of people you can help down here. You never know. That's what Freed on Business is all about. Okay. Thank you, Becca Carlson from Carlson Integrated, my content marketing team. You should be yours, too. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Becca.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We'll talk offline tomorrow or something. Wanda, it's your time.
Never knew how much I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me. In the morning, fever all through.
Sunlight. All right, Wanda's got the fever. She's rocking it back there. Wanda, thank you so much for rocking the show so well, as always.
My pleasure.
I would even give you, Wanda, the high five. There you go. All right. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audis, and in Key West, they've got them all. What do they got in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We are all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. Hey, if you need real estate capital, I've got it. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Residential, I can help. Commercial, I can help. Construction, yep, I can even do construction. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Help one of my clients get a 12-unit townhome built up in West Palm. Also help them get a 99-unit apartment building built. That's right. I also got financing this year for freestanding retail as well as a land loan for a apartment development. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's always all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
No, man, I'm really excited. Ever since I met this lady, I've been waiting to get her on my show. She's Nancy Clock Corey. She's the Regional Vice President of the Coldwell Banker Residential Real Estate Southeast Region. She's got 40 years plus experience in nearly every aspect of real estate business, and she oversees 20 branches and satellite offices. She supports almost 2,000 affiliated agents, and she's got to be crazy.
Got to be crazy.
Hey, Nancy, welcome to the show. And
Thank you.
And before we get really into it, I wanted to talk about your middle name, Nancy Clock Corey. I grew up here. Tell us a little bit about the clocks.
My family, the original company was the clock company, which was founded by my mother and my father back in the early 80s. And, you know, they started the company, just the two of them, and they brought the company all the way up to 14 offices in Miami-Dade and Broward County. And from that organization and from that footprint, that's what actually started Coldwell Banker here in Southeast Florida. So I'm very proud of them.
They
very
must
proud
be
of them.
Proud, too. I hope they're Thanks. Listening. If they're not, I'm going to make sure they get a link. A high five to the clocks, and thank you for being one of South Florida's founding real estate families.
Thank you. Now, very proud of them.
Oh, you should be. You have a reason to be. So let's talk a little bit about Coldwell Banker Residential. You've got 2,000 agents. They must be telling you something. What are they telling you other than that they want more deals?
Actually, the market's really good right now. It's very stable, and it's a more of a normal type market. So it's a great time to trade property. So as far as the business is going, they're doing extremely well, because anytime the business is doing well, then of course the associates are very, very happy. So right now, business is good. It's strong. It's stable. It's fluid, but it's good.
If I came to your Miami Beach office and you interviewed me out of college and you thought I was good shiny penny that you'd like to process through your system, what would you do first?
What would I do to get you started?
Yeah.
First of all, it was interesting because you were talking about this earlier, your other guest was. Our business is really a contact sport, and we're really about systems and processes. So if you're a person that's very good about systems, process, follow-up, you're outgoing, which obviously you are, that's obviously very helpful. But if you have a good network and a good sphere, and even if you don't, if you're a person that's persistent and will make those contacts every single day, you know, our business is cause and effect. You make the contacts, you get the appointments. You get the appointments, you get the business. Anytime you stop that process, then the business is going to go down. It's not an easy business. It's a tough business.
Oh,
I
no.
always say to the associates, you know, if you don't have a listing, they wake up every day unemployed and they're going to look for work. So you have to have a lot of sympathy for them. It's a tough, tough business. It's a great one, but it's tough.
Oh, yeah. My mom got me my start in real estate. She worked at Marvin & Wallace on 163rd Street. I see you smiling. So, yeah. So, Mom, I love you. Thank you for giving me my real estate chops. I always told her I was going to go out and sell office buildings and shopping centers. I keep my word. Now, Nancy, let's talk about some of the different submarkets. There's all kinds of stuff going on all around town, but you go to all the different meetings, all the different places. So tell me, tomorrow is a meeting in Aventura. What's the market like in Aventura, which I call Aventorture?
Aventura is great. It's heavy with the condos in the market, so you really have to know the buildings. You have to know the buildings in terms of the side, the line, the views, you know, which area it is in the actual building itself and which area it is within the city.
Deferred
Very vibrant
maintenance,
city.
Deferred maintenance. You always want to know about that, right?
Do you want to know something? I love that word, because a lot of people talk about, well, you know, there's a cost for this or a cost for that, but every cost that's incurred and every repair that has to be done with the property is in fact deferred maintenance. So if you're going to go into an older building, guess what? You know, you're going to be dealing with that. Hopefully the seller has dealt with it. If they haven't, then perhaps between the buyer and seller in negotiating, they will deal with it, or the buyer will deal with it after the closing.
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching this one condo and I've been watching the price go down. Today I saw the video for the first time and you see the big rust stain in the middle. Now I see what's happening. You know?
Unbelievable. Well, they did a video with a rust stain.
I couldn't believe it. I almost would complain. They should go talk to Carlson. She'll scrub that up for them. But okay, so we talked about Aventura. Now I'm going to go across town. I'm going to go to Doral. What's happening in Doral?
Doral's a very interesting city, because they were one of the first ones to take in the Southern Command. So the Southern Command helped to build Doral. Obviously, its proximity to the airport is very good.
The Southern Command is a big military outpost, so it generates a lot of people that want to stay and live there and have good salaries that they can finance, which means they can buy a home or a condo.
Absolutely. And what they did in Doral, which I think is very interesting, there's parts of Doral they call Caracasitas, and that's because they built a lot of homes in a very small area, and they attracted people from South America. It was very smart, and they built absolutely adorable Mediterranean homes. You know, it's kind of an interesting pocket. We have a lot of Western pockets like Weston and, you know, some of those areas that come down the south, and they've done a great job with Doral. And the fact that it's so close to the airport and also within proximity of Fort Lauderdale and Miami, it's an awesome area.
You talked about Weston. Weston is a real interesting place. I remember when it was just that place where I would go to make the left-hand turn to go to Naples, and then they started moving all of the roads, and suddenly this whole subdivision popped up. What's with that?
This is a vibrant, wonderful community. And that was also an area that initially got developed by Miami Dolphin players moving from Miami Lakes all the way up to Weston. And that community kept building and building. Then they built clubhouses. Then they built beautiful modern homes and sprawling estates and golf courses. When you drive into Weston, you just feel like you just landed on another planet. They're fabulous. Fabulous city.
Oh, my gosh.
Fabulous.
Okay, so now you're making my Dade County folks jealous. So let's go back to Coral Gables. How about Coral Gables? They're really cranking. They just finished their whole retail renewal. It must be really popping down in the Gables.
Coral Gables is probably one of the most stable areas in the entire Tri-County area. First of all, it's a beautiful planned city, and they do an excellent job of keeping it that way. They brought in a lot of variety. There is a lot more development I've seen in Coral Gables in the last few years than I've seen probably in the last 10 years. But Coral Gables is a sure bet. If you're in Coral Gables, the values of the property are always going to go up.
Oh, I hope my friends that want to buy the apartment building in Coral Gables next year are listening to that. Okay, so now let's go back to the other side of the universe. We'll talk about another world entirely. Let's talk about Brickell Avenue. And do you parse Brickell Avenue yet?
You know what?
How about that? I've never asked that question.
Yeah, it's interesting. You use the word parse. Not sure where you're going with that. But
what it is I'll tell you. You've got. I'm loving this. She just knows so much. This is just going to be great. So you've got Panorama. Just set off what I would call East Brickell, okay? If you live in Panorama, you're not walking to Mary Brickell Village or Brickell City Center. It's a different neighborhood, okay? That's why they got the hotel there, all kinds of other stuff. Not a lot of support retail, but that's coming because I guarantee you Mr. Hollow's thought of everything. Now, so then you've got Brickell per se, the spine of Brickell, where all the office buildings are. There really aren't any residential there. And then you've got all that new stuff. I know the guy, for instance, who put together Solitaire. Might be me. Was me. Okay. Also did Mary Brickell Village. But so there it's a completely different thing. There you can live in Mary Brickell Village, go down into the Publix. You don't even need a refrigerator if you live there. So to me, and you walk to transit. So there's all kinds of different neighborhoods in Brickell. So parsing Brickell, I guess I just did it. What do you think?
Let me tell you something. Brickell is the Wall Street of the South. It is absolutely banked and down the entire street, all of the bank buildings. When you look at what people have been willing to invest in Brickell, they know what Brickell is. They know what Brickell's going to be in 5 to 10 years, and they're very smart. Brickell City Center is absolutely fabulous. This area attracts so many young people and so many different demographics, and it really has everything for everyone. Right now, it's in such a high construction mode that a lot of people kind of are pulling away from it. But when you think about it, in terms of the values, to be able to own a condo where you overlook Biscayne Bay, absolutely stunning.
And walk to Saks Fifth Avenue.
And walk to Saks Fifth Avenue. And they have the best restaurant, by the way. So if you haven't been there, you need to go.
I do. I love Casa Tua. So I see that. That's my favorite. That's where we took Vivian her first night out, was at Casa Tua.
Fabulous.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And I did the
and
Solitaire.
And Saks isn't so bad either.
It's not so bad either. They got a great everything at Saks. But that's a discussion for wearing a plastic day. But anyway, so I did a transaction. I did Solitaire. I like to say Solitaire's beachfront because it's right across the door from Saks Fifth Avenue. I mean, who wouldn't want to live there? So that's Brickell. Now let's talk about the jewel that's coming out of the green of Coconut Grove. I mean, what's going on in the Grove is absolutely mind. In fact, they just made Main Highway one way. It was horrible. I was there the other day. Traffic. Oh, I complain about the traffic, but my mom says it's all my fault. But so Coconut Grove is happening. It couldn't be. It used to be that you couldn't live in Coconut Grove. Now you can. What's that doing?
Coconut Grove has always been, to me, one of the most diverse areas within our city, because in Coconut Grove, you can have this McMansion that's right next to this very quaint little cottage that has been there for years. They've done such a great job to make sure that they keep that vegetation there. There's always something going on in Coconut Grove, and I think Coconut Grove has something for everyone. I will say, if you're going into Coconut Grove, you need to be with a specialist, because pricing in Coconut Grove is probably one of the most difficult areas to actually price, because each area is very custom and on its own and very unique. I love Coconut Grove. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it in Coconut Grove.
100%. Okay, so we talked about all of those different submarkets. Let's go to the basics. Pinecrest. How's Pinecrest doing?
Pinecrest, to me, Pinecrest is land value. Pinecrest is like Coral Gables, but with land. anything in Pinecrest is going to be based on the actual property that it's located on. And Pinecrest is still developing. And it's a beautiful, wonderful, well-planned city. And I love it. It's got great schools. It's got a perfect everything. It's got good ambiance. It's a great place for families, good place for professionals. You head west, you hit the turnpike, you can go out there. So, you know, to me, it's kind of like if Coral Gables is a little tight for you, then go down to Pinecrest. Pinecrest is just a wonderful city, and they've done a great job with it. Great parks.
Now we're going to talk about places that are coming attractions. North Miami Beach and North Beach. Let's talk a little bit about North Miami Beach, which is one flavor, and then we can talk a little bit about North Beach, which is coming into its own rapidly, and I just love it.
Well, everything about that area of the island, because when you look at everything that has to do with that barrier island situation, it's a waterlocked. You don't have any more land. Everything is going to be changed, and you know, things are going to be torn down. Things are going to be built up. Every single area is attracting so many different types of people, different types of demographics. You look at what's going on with Sunny Isles. It's absolutely amazing. You have the most beautiful beaches as you're going up there, and everybody's finding these little untapped reservoirs of places that they can go and realize that they can actually live in a place that's within, you know, feet of the beach, because you're talking about being able to get to the beach no matter where you are. So to me, the transformation of these cities is remarkable. I mean, we're losing a lot of the little tiny quaint buildings, but quite frankly, some of them are a little bit too quaint. So, you know, the fact that they get replaced with something else is great. And the products that are being built in there, the new construction, good stuff. Very good stuff.
Okay.
Same beautiful ocean.
Oh, yeah. The ocean doesn't change, thank God. Biscayne Bay a little bit, but the ocean not so much. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a pause, and then we're going to talk about some of the concepts that are driving the real estate values, things like the consolidation of neighborhoods and where the growth may be occurring in the future. So, Wanda, this is great stuff. Take it away. We're going to come right back with Nancy Clock Corey, the SVP, the Regional Vice President of Coldwell Banker Residential. Lots of good stuff, and she isn't even using any notes. All right. I love the music, Wanda. Thank you so very much. You know what else I love? I love my friend Larry's in. High five to Larry on his recent nuptials to Courtney. Gosh, beautiful couple. I love them dearly. They're a gorgeous couple. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. That's right. Hey, give me a call at 305-773 or email me jim@freedonbusiness if you need real estate capital. I can get you a private loan through Spectre Mortgage. What does that mean? That means if you call us, one person makes the decision. We can commit that day and close in a week. Don't believe me. I just closed a loan in 2 weeks over the 4th of July weekend, which to me means that it was 1 week. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Bridge loans, construction loans, equity joint ventures. I can help you with whatever it is that's going to take to help you meet your goals and achieve your dreams. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Nancy Clock Corey. She's the Regional Vice President of Caldwell Banker Residential Real Estate Southeast Region. She oversees about 2,000 realtors, which that must just be a joy.
They're wonderful. I love them.
Well, each one's different, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, listen, how far north does your oversight go?
I go from Delray Beach all the way down to Pinecrest and then west.
Well, Delray Beach, let's talk about Delray.
Delray Beach is just amazing. Every time I go up there, I can't stop smiling because it's a wonderful, quaint downtown area. It will give you everything from a beautiful mansion that's on the sand to condominiums to single-family homes. Delray Beach really has it all. It's one of those really, not forgotten cities because obviously people, but it's definitely one of the up-and-comers, as you were mentioning before the break.
Well, like I always say, I've done deals everywhere. I did the deal on Atlantic Avenue, too. The big apartment right in the middle. That was me, too. Yeah. I'm crazy. I'm a nutty guy. So Atlantic Avenue, that means you go south then to Fort Lauderdale. Oh, my God. Fort Lauderdale. Tell me about Fort Lauderdale. My friends built the Amore, so watch yourself.
Fort Lauderdale with the waterway and the intercoastal there. That city is fabulous, and I still think for the value that you get in Fort Lauderdale, it's underpriced, because when you think about, I'm going to buy in here, I'm going to buy California, I'm going to buy in Miami, I'm going to buy in Miami Beach, and then you look at Fort Lauderdale and see everything you get for the prices that you get up there, I still think they're one of the best bargains going.
Let me tell you something else that a lot of people don't realize. In Miami-Dade, you got all these vertically integrated cities. You got Aventura, you got Midtown, you got Downtown, you got Brickell, you got try to find that anywhere in Broward except the CBD, the Central Business District. You won't. So you go, what started all that stuff off in downtown Fort Lauderdale? Well, no one would have moved there if they didn't have a Publix, and I wonder who did the Publix. Oh, yeah, that was me. Okay, so I did a couple, too. I did the Ellington. I did the school board building. But that's another show. That's your show. That's my show. We're doing your show today. So now we've done that. We've done Weston. We've done, I know what I want to talk about. Hollandale. What's going on in Hollandale?
Hollandale is another one of those areas because, as we discussed before, the ocean is the ocean, and Hollandale's got the ocean there, and it surprises me that it really hasn't taken off more than it already has, but it's a beautiful enclave, and once again, the beaches up there are just fabulous. There's a lot of transition going on there, but that's a normal type of a situation.
Creates opportunities.
You're right, and you're a commercial broker, so as a commercial broker, what we do is we drive around, and we see, oh my gosh, we haven't seen a hotel in multiple blocks. We need a gas station in this area. That's one of those areas where those types of things happen. You see that in Coral Gables because they're starting to put hotels up there. So, the transition that's going on in every single market, whether it's commercial or residential, is just incredible. We're really kind of young here in South Florida. When you think about the entire country and the evolution of the entire country, when you see how far our area has gone in 20 or 25 years, it's pretty phenomenal.
I know what I wanted to say before and I didn't get it out, but I want to do it now. Real estate is a mentorship business.
It is.
And so it sounds to me like you're one heck of a mentor. But when I come into the business, I'm going to need two things. I'm going to need staying power and I'm going to need a mentor. That was what I was getting to. So somebody can come to you. They can be a bright, shiny penny and go, you might be great for Sally and Dadeland or Bob and Brickell. Why don't you meet both of them and see who you match up with? And that's the advantage you have by having 2,000 people.
I think the connection between the agents is absolutely fantastic. And when I can connect two associates, because to me, it's like a business marriage. So you better be serious if you're going to connect up and stay together for a really long time.
Joint venture.
So I highly recommend dating. And I tell them that all the time. Make sure that you get to know each other. But what happens is over time, people just come together. And some of the partnerships that I've seen come together have been fabulous. It could be a veteran with a millennial. It could be two women. It could be two men. It could be men and women that are not related to each other. There are a lot of parent-child relationships that are going on now. So the legacy that I'm seeing in this business, of course, I'm a legacy child myself from my own parents, but what I see in the partnerships where the parents and the children are working the business together, that is so powerful. And what we're going to see from that next generation, I think, is phenomenal, because you're marrying very traditional marketing and traditional ideas with very contemporary digital, you know, cutting edge type thing. The combination is extremely powerful.
Okay, enough about the market information. I want to talk to you about what you would say to some of your brokers to help them be successful. Give me a little bit of the coaching tips that you like to give. Not all the salsa, because I want them to come and meet you in person, but what are some of the things that you find that are important business, planks to your business platform? I like that term. Planks to your business platform. What would some of the planks to your business platform be that are important for realtors that work with you to know?
Okay, so Jim, we're a very social business. So what I would tell you is I would tell you to do what you love. Like, for example, you like to golf. You know what? You're going to be in a cart with three other guys for 18 holes. By the time you get done with that golf game, you will have three new relationships. Those three people, they live in homes. They live in properties. If there's different types of activities, if you like charities, if you like to be involved in certain things, if you have a passion for something, get involved with it, because that passion always leads to business. If you're paying attention to everything that's going on around you and you are thinking about real estate every second of every day that you're working, you don't need to be totally obsessive about it, you're going to see opportunities everywhere, because all three people that are sitting in this room right now and the lovely lady right behind us all live in properties. So everywhere you go, when you walk outside that door, there's opportunity. So it's really up to you to make that happen for yourself.
Oh gosh, this woman sees into my brain. It's like the coffee cup on Monty Python where the people come out. You know, it's amazing, because I can't stay calm. I drive around town every open area, every rundown building, every fancy, every store. I think of what deal I could do there. I'm obsessed. Sounds to me like I got the right attitude for this business.
You know what? I just might hire you. You never know.
You never know. Hey, listen, I'm going to leave it like that, because that's our opening for the next show. Hey, Wanda, I want to thank you so much for running the show today. Anything good happening back there with you and Fluffy?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so, but I thought I'd ask anyway.
No, hey, nothing's going on here.
Listen, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to give everybody an update on Vivian. Vivian is doing better. We're going to go to the Marlins games Saturday night. See you guys out there. Vivian's getting better. Her numbers are terrific. Her heart and soul are right where they need to be. She is my girl. I love that girl. I love that woman. And it's my motivation. I want to thank Wanda for helping me put together the show. Yay. I want to thank Becca Carlson and Carlson Integrated for coming and telling us about content marketing and helping. I want to thank Legacy Broker, Nancy Clock Corey and her family for starting the business, Coldwell Banker coming down here and buying it and giving her a platform to teach people how to make money and have better careers for their family and make South Florida a better place. High five to you. Thank you. I get it slow enough so she'd pick up on it. Of course, I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Real Connects, Turkell Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But of course, I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Sometimes Facebook turns us off because we use great music. If you're not hearing us, tough luck. Just watch and turn on the radio, because it's a radio show, not a Facebook show.
Yeah.
Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our page. Thanks to Robert Pitts, FriedOnBusiness.com. Lots of hits. The hits keep coming. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. I love it, love it, love it. I'm going to the ICSE convention. Might hear me talk a little bit of retail next week. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, give me a little bit.
Various things very quickly.
Jim Fried.
No, not you. Not you.
And Wanda Miles.
The most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
And I love all people.
On 880, The Biz. No right. I'm gonna tell you there's no black and no white. Go blind.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.